Hello.
Oh, hi, Victor.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Yeah.
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. You probably received the notification, but I was following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
What card do you have on file?
Let me check here. It's a MasterCard ending in 1430.
Trying to think which one that is. It's probably got closed out. Is it a Quicksilver Capital One?
You know, it doesn't tell me. It just tells me what the last four digits on the card are. But it's saying CVV error, which means perhaps the bank sent you a new card with a different expiration.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, so if you have that card, you can tell me. I have October of 2026 for the expiration, but you might have a different one, and that's probably what's triggering it.
Yeah, it's a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, can we update that? Or?
Yep, I have your billing in front of me. Is it the same number with just the expiration that changed, or did the whole number change?
The whole number has changed.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
Let me, give me 1 second.
No problem.
It's 4431.
Okay.
2256.
Got it.
5581.
Okay.
And 4436.
Okay, expiration?
0529.
And the code?
295.
295. Okay, so it's still the 4 Stone Valley Lane for the billing address?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let me give it a whirl then, and we'll see if we can get it to authorize, and then you'll be good to go. So just bear with me. Yep, it worked. We got the green light. So thank you so much for updating that, Victor, and have a really great rest of your evening, too, okay?
Thanks. Do you guys have an app as well that I can use?
We don't have an app available yet, but I know they're working on it. So what I'll do is send you a login to your dashboard again, because that's where you can go and see your results in real time. Have you been on your dashboard yet?
No. I've been on it before, but not recently, no.
Okay, I just sent you a fresh login to it so that you have it. And then you're doing very well in the reviews department, but it always helps to get a fresh 5-star review here and there. So I'll send you a second email, which is a review generator email, and it will help you get some more 5-star ratings, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
What's the name that's on there?
For how it would process?
No, like the business name, because I think I changed it one time.
Oh, it is, let me see here, Top Quality Works LLC is what we originally had, but on your business profile, it says Quality Works Corp. So which way do you prefer?
Quality Works Corp.
Okay, good. Okay, that's the way we have it on the Google business. Okay, just verifying. Okay, good. So everything's set up the way it should be then, and thank you so much for verifying that, too. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Becca.